Hello. So it's been a hot minute. I don't know if you are actually keeping up with me or if you are very new to this podcast. But if you happen to notice the date of the last one uploaded in this one, it's been quite a while because things have happened. A lot of stuff that I'm still sort of processing, not in like a bad way, but you know, you just sometimes don't realize the time that you need to take to process things. And also some things that I'm not really sure if I'm ready to talk about just yet. So there is something that came to mind just now that I really wanted to talk about and share with you guys because it's very, very important. I am also just getting off of work. And I'm driving in my car. So, hands-free. Hope it makes you feel better. If you're anything like me, you probably just kind of think a lot while you're in the car because you're driving. There's not a whole lot going on other than, you know, obviously paying attention to the road, paying attention to other drivers. So your mind kind of wanders. And, just left work and my boyfriend had texted me. I was texting him telling him that I was coming home and was kind of just mentioning about today and like not feeling that great. And he replied with a couple of things, and in there one of those things that he said was, "You work so hard." And my brain immediately went to, "No, I don't. You're lying. I've taken off so much time in the past like 2 weeks that's not true. That's not true. I haven't worked enough." And I texted him immediately and said, "This is how like terrible my brain is. Like this is how wrong and messed up my brain is, because I have conditioned, I didn't help, but society as a whole has helped to condition my brain to think this way. I can recognize that I'm a workaholic, and I know that because I watched my parents work every single day of my life. I grew up in a household where if I wanted to do something, it was easier for me to get a job at 14 to pay for things that I wanted than ask my parents, because I already knew how hard they were working simply to keep the lights on. Now, the thing that I didn't realize when I chose to do that is that I was setting myself up to become a person who works way too much. And when I say works way too much, I mean, and there are plenty of you out there that are going to identify with this, okay? I feel bad when I feel like garbage and I call out of work. There is something really wrong with that concept. I shouldn't feel bad for staying at home when I don't feel good, and I know in order to become healthier and be able to work those shifts that it's okay for me to stay home and that I need to stay home. And the thing that I think that I should mention in this point is that there's a lot of different ways that you can feel like crap, okay? You don't just have to have like a knockdown, drag out, like sinus infection. You don't have to have the flu. You don't have to have like, you know, no voice and like coughing up a storm. It doesn't have to be something like that, okay? Knowing that you feel like garbage could be, if you are a woman and you are experiencing your period and your hips are hurting you and you're having the worst cramps and you have a headache and you're nauseous, that is a valid reason to stay home. That's a valid reason to call out of work. Okay, you could suffer from migraines and be having a really bad migraine episode and call out of work. You could be experiencing some ankle pain and know that you need to go to work because you need to make money, which is that puts it in a different priority, okay? But you could be experiencing foot or ankle pain and know that if you call out of work, it's not even about the money at that point, but that if you actually went to work instead of calling out, it's only going to make that pain worse. But we still do it. Like, you guys, we still do it. We will work ourselves until our health is not a priority. Our health is not a priority anyway at this point. If you're a workaholic, your health is not your priority, okay? You don't take care of yourself in the way that you should. And when I say the way that you should, we'll come back to this, okay? But it's not like you think it is, okay? We don't take care of ourselves. And I recognize I do, because again, if you will remember about 2 minutes ago when I said, I watched my parents, I grew up in a household where they worked every day of my life. I didn't ask for certain things because they couldn't afford it, or I felt like it was a burden to ask for those things because I knew it would put more strain on their work, okay? Not that my parents didn't want to give me everything that they possibly could, but I didn't want to make it harder for them. And that is something that as a person, I am dealing with as an adult as well, but I know that the majority of people who are workaholics, okay, grow up in households because that's just your work ethic. That's what you know you have to do in order to survive in this world, okay? You grow up in a household that is less than, that's in poverty. You grow up in a household that is considered poverty, okay? Or less than middle class. Like, not quite poverty, but you're low class. You're not middle class. Some middle class people understand this. Most have, like, this weird balance of, I kind of feel bad about calling out of work, but, you know, I'm going to take my days off, whatever. Okay, and I say that because when you look at what you have to grow up with and what you grew up with, it does develop you as a person. And it has influence in every part of your life. And because I was the way that I, like, because I grew up the way that I did with the parents that I did, with the work that they put in, not only just watching them having to work every day to make sure that they can pay for the things that they needed to pay for as far as, like, basics, okay? But also knowing that they did work that hard and they didn't complain about it. Were they tired? Did I see my parents' bodies breaking down? Absolutely. Okay. But this goes right back to, we don't take care of ourselves. And then we end up in this, like, stress loop of, I need to go to work. I need to make money, but I can't go to work. I can't make money because I feel like garbage. I'm absolutely sick. It's not going to help me. It's not going to help anybody else. If I get somebody else sick, I need to rest, but I'm going to lay in this bed. I'm going to feel like shit. I am going to take medicine and I'm going to feel guilty because I need to be making money. Like, you guys, okay? There's a whole handful of things that you could be doing to make this a lot better for yourself. Number one, okay, is taking care of your body. And when I say that, I don't mean eat well and drink water and you're going to be golden, okay? I mean, if you are a server, you make it a point to do yoga every day or exercise every day to make sure that your body is getting the strength training and the conditioning that it needs to do those shifts, on top of drinking the amount of water that your body is supposed to have and more because you're sweating it out at work, and eating properly to fuel your body so that you can go to work and you aren't knocked down, drag out, tired at the end of it, okay? I also mean, if you are a server or somebody in a really intense field like that, just saying server because I was there. My parents were, my mom was a server and her whole body is falling apart, okay? My dad worked in a really intense field as well as far as like manual labor. So, you know, and this applies to anybody in a field where it works your body like this, okay? Or anybody who sits in an office, like maybe your body isn't moving, but you need to mentally give yourself a break, okay? You do the yoga, you do the meditation, you take the breath class, you do, you know, you set aside those days and those hours in your week, in your minutes, okay, that you decompress, you know? You make sure in your budget that you go at least once a month to get a massage because you need it. You make sure that you have the money to go see a podiatrist, to make sure that your feet are good because you're the only feet that you have. You know, you can't trade these things in. And I think that a lot of people get so worked up and wrapped up in, I have to work and I have to make money to survive, that that's what you're doing. You're just surviving. You're not actually living. And part of that goes back to, how could you be spending your time wisely? How could you be making more money and putting less physical effort in? You know, and I'm not saying, okay, when I say this, I'm going to talk to you guys for a minute about my dreams and my goals and what I want in life to give you an example, okay? I'm not saying that you should take your butt back to school and you should go get a degree and then spend years doing that, putting yourself in debt to have this education so that you can go and be like a billionaire. I'm not saying that, okay? What I'm saying is, if what you're doing right now is not aligning with your life, if you're not happy, if you're a workaholic and you feel guilty because you need the money and you can't take time for yourself, you need to adjust some things. You need to look at some things. You need to make sure that the job that you go to every day is a job that you love to go to and you're okay and can survive off of the rate that you make. And when I say survive, okay, I mean that your basics are covered and then you have some more. And grouped in those basics is obviously your rent, your power, your water, okay? But that also means that maybe grouped in that basics is a massage for you because your body needs that. Or chiropractic care because your body needs that. I have spent my entire life in the food service industry, okay? I started out cashiering at 14 at the restaurant that my mom worked at because I knew that I could get a job there. From there, I went into serving, and then I worked back at the house because I knew that I wanted to go to culinary school and I wanted to be a pastry chef. And so what did I do? I realized that I liked spending money. I realized that if I wanted anything, I had to buy it myself because I couldn't ask my parents for it because they couldn't afford it. So I would make money to be able to buy myself the things that I wanted. That created a spending habit, which is not bad, but I also was not financially set up to have a proper budget. And I continued to work a couple of different jobs to maintain having a car note, to maintain having, you know, the money to go and do things with my friends, to maintain buying any extra groceries that I wanted that like my parents didn't buy when I lived at home. You know, if it was extra stuff that they didn't buy because we had food stamps, you know, I made sure that I could take care of myself essentially. And I worked more than one job. And a lot of that because the service industry is very expansive. It's pretty easy. Not necessarily in this day and age, but sort of, because a lot of people are not wanting to come off of unemployment at this point, or just really terrified to get out into the world because of COVID and the pandemic. It's pretty easy to get a food service industry job. And so I waited tables a lot, and I went to school, and I waited more tables, and I worked retail, and I would do this for years, to the point that when I finally graduated from culinary school and I came home, I had about 6 months of my life before I moved to Florida to start working for Walt Disney World, which is my current position right now. I work at Walt Disney World. I had just geared myself up to be this pastry chef and have these really intense goals. And I'm a pretty goal-oriented person, but I'm tired, you guys. I'm so tired. And I spent that 6 months because I had moved. So I'm from Alabama. If you guys don't know this about me, I'm from Alabama. Let me start there. I'm from Alabama. I moved to Louisiana for culinary school. And then when I finished, I had 6 months before I moved back, or not back to, but before I moved to Florida. Okay. So I finished culinary school. And during those 6 months is when everything hit me. Okay. Now, mind you, I'm fully experiencing all of the downfalls of not having a healthy relationship with food, not having healthy food, overworking my body, and just overworking my mind. I spent so much time either at a really heavy weight, not having any energy, developing plantar fasciitis, developing consistent like headaches and upper shoulder back pain. I developed a pinched nerve from serving. I developed, you know, like carpal tunnel, and tennis elbow. So my body is going through the ringer, and I, at this point, am in my 20s, and I feel like I'm in my 60s, you guys. Like, this is how much of a workaholic I am. I just turned 30 this year, and I just went to the chiropractor for the first time in my life because I have had consistent pain, and I realized that I just needed to get it checked out. Turns out that I have two reverse curves in my spine from all of this overworking and not taking care of myself and not taking care of my spinal health and, you know, all the things that have just had this trickle down effect. Now, thankfully, as she told me, the curves that I have in my spine are fixable. And when I say fixable, there is still, you know, like fluid and, tendons and things like that in between the discs in my back. So we're able to, fix it and put the proper curves back in my back. And I'm currently enduring that. I'm currently going through that. I go to the chiropractor 3 times a week. And I do exercises she gives me every day to make this better, okay? I'm 30. I've been working since I was 14, okay? And I feel like I don't know how to have a healthy relationship with work sometimes because all I can think about is how much I don't want to go to work, but I don't have another income. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm tired. So it's just this huge encouragement for you to take a look at your life because you don't realize how many things in your life are actually interconnected. And when I say that, we're going to go back to where, or we're going to highlight, I should say, where I said I'm going to tell you about my dreams. I thought when I realized I wanted to be a pastry chef, that I wanted to be a pastry chef for the rest of my life. Baking brings me joy. Baking is very hard on my body. Any service industry job is very hard on your body. There's so many jobs that are so hard on your body, okay? But speaking from experience, pastry work is so hard on my body. Kitchens are designed for an average height person, and I am technically below average. I'm 5'3", and a lot of that means that my body has to adjust accordingly to like counter height. And you don't think about these things because like normal counter height is normal counter height, okay? But you're not standing at that counter when you're like in your kitchen and you're making dinner for like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. You're not standing at that counter doing something repeatedly for hours. And so your body just kind of naturally adjusts over time. And if you're not taking care of that, it's kind of like with braces. Your braces align your teeth. If you're doing the same repetitive motion daily, it's going to adjust that part of your body. So then you're going to have something wrong. You're going to have a curve wrong. You're going to have something out of place because that it's like that's where it's been trained to go. Okay. So I realized that I'm tired and I had so many goals, okay? I had so many goals for me to be a pastry chef and to go very far with it. And because of that, when I realized how tired I was and how much I didn't want to go to work, it kind of terrified me. Like, I really thought, oh my God, what the absolute hell am I going to do? Because I have just spent 15 years of my life practically in, I'm sorry, 16 years of my life in the service industry working my like day in and day out in every aspect of my life just to get to like through culinary school to get to the pastry position that I'm at and to like continue to build up. I just turned 30 this year, you guys, and I'm not even in a sous chef position, okay? And if you don't know the hierarchy of chefs, there's executive chef at the top, there is sous chef underneath them, and then there are cooks under that, basically, or bakers, okay? So, like, I'm not even in a sous chef position. at Disney, there are chef assistants and then bakers, but that's not exactly how it is everywhere. So the thing is, there are like assistant sous chefs-ish. But the thing is, you guys, I feel like I've done so much and I don't have enough to show for it. And part of that goes back to, I don't think that I've worked hard enough. I don't think that I have done enough in my life because I'm a workaholic to show for the 15 years that I've put in. And my body feels it. And so when I realized that I don't want to spend the rest of my life aching like this, I don't want to spend the rest of my life working for other people, what do you do? Like, what do you do? How am I going to get a job anywhere else if all I've known is the service industry and I don't want to be in the service industry anymore? Insert growth. Insert a different mindset, okay? What is so important about realizing that you are a workaholic and realizing that you have conditioned yourself to think this way is that it's a mindset. Okay. You realize that it's a mindset. You realize that the whole world is not going to fall apart if you start over. You're only 30. You can start over. You have years to start over. Stop being so dang hard on yourself, okay? Get your butt up, go figure out what the heck you want to do, and then go do it. A lot of people feel like they have this immense pressure from others that are put on them, and they don't realize that it's actually pressure that they are putting on themselves. And I say this because me. I just didn't realize sometimes that it wasn't somebody else telling me, you have to do this. It was me telling me, you have to do this. At the end of the day, even though you think that you have to answer to other people, you are answering to yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're a grown-ass adult, and you have to take care of yourself. And I say that with all the absolute love in my heart, because that goes back to your health. It goes back to, are you a workaholic? What are you going to do about that? Are you not healthy? What are you going to do about that? How is your mind? Do you meditate? Do you journal? Do you see a therapist? Do you clear your mind? What do you do to feed your soul? Okay. And these are things that I didn't realize that I even needed to work on until the last 2 years when I had my identity crisis, when I had my work identity crisis. I have, in the last 2.5 years, been introduced to a company that I had to work through a lot of feelings. And I say that because I know that God put this company in my life because I'm going to retire with them. This company gives me the freedom that I want and I crave to be able to do all the things that I want to do. I want to work from home. I want to make money that is hard work, but it's rewarding work. But it's not physically hard in the same way that I've been experiencing. It's going to be a lot of mental work, and I'm going to have to build up the mental strength to do it. But it's so rewarding for me. And it's in a network marketing industry. And for the longest time, it was that thing of, do you want to be that person? And then it became, I don't give a shit if people think that I'm that person, because that person is going to pay my bills. That person is going to pay off my debt. That person is going to take me on vacation 3, 4, 5 times a year. That person is going to keep me working at home and enjoying life at home. And then that person is going to open a bed and breakfast or a cafe or go back to school for interior design and open a design firm. Because that person is the only person that I have to answer to. So at the end of the day, you take care of yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you. And I do mean this, and I'm going to mention this. Do not hate me. some of you will probably have some like very negative thoughts and emotions against this initially, okay? If you are in a committed, loving relationship, or if you are married, okay, you have to take care of you first. You have to take care of you first, because at the end of the day, nobody else is going to take care of you. You might be in a committed relationship. You might be in a marriage. They might pay your bills for you, okay? I'm not saying your marriage is going to crumble, but if it did, who is going to take care of you? You are going to take care of you. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't give if there is nothing left to give. You have to take care of you in order for that relationship to work as well. And I'm not about to get on some marriage advice, but that's what I have to say for you to understand where I'm coming from when I say you are the only person that is going to take care of you. At the end of the day, you are the only person that's going to take care of you. That's what I mean. You have to make sure that you're healthy in all aspects so that you can give to the others in your life, so that you can, you know, have that healthy relationship with that other person, so that you can have those healthy friendships. Because if you're run down all the time, if you don't feel good, if you're overweight, if you're mentally down all the time, it takes a toll on everything in your life. And being a workaholic is not something that I ever thought that I would have an issue with, but I've realized as I've gotten older that it has blurred into all those other things in my life. It's affected my mental health. It's affected my relationship with my family. It's affected my relationship with my friends. It affects the friends that I let in my life, because in the service industry, you meet a bunch of crazy people. Sometimes you meet really good ones. Sometimes you meet people that you realize after you've become friends that you need to put them at a distance, which goes then back to the mental health. If you have somebody in your life that's not positive for you, bye. Bye. No, thank you. I care about myself more than that. It's blurred into my weight and my health, because when I am a workaholic, I'm stressed out all the time and I worry about ridiculous things and I stress eat. And my favorite thing when I stress eat are those like feel good carbs and those sugars, because hello, I'm a pastry chef. I love chocolate. I love dessert. You know, it's not something that I realized had a major effect, because we compartmentalize these things and think, oh, that's not massive. That's not, it's fine. It's something that's little. And I should have known better, because I have always been this person. But the little things matter. The little things that you don't think matter become big things. Think of them like Legos, okay? Individually, you could have 25 Legos that don't mean anything. It's 25 different Legos. If you put all those Legos together, then you have one giant building that you've just created. All those little things become big things. So in the grand scheme of everything, if you have identified with anything that I have just said, you need to think about your life. You need to take a look at a couple of different things, and you need to remind yourself that what your brain tells you is wrong. What your brain tells you is wrong. When you don't feel good and you're at home and you've called out and your brain says you should feel guilty right now because you're not at work, your brain is wrong. When your brain tells you, hey, we need to stress eat 10 brownies, your brain is wrong. When your brain tells you, it's okay, lay in the bed for 5 days and don't shower, your brain is wrong. And I say that as a person who has anxiety and who has depression, okay? I do. I'm going to be very open about it. I'm going to be very honest. I'm an open book about a lot of things, okay? If you're not addressing it, you're not helping yourself. You're not keeping yourself healthy. And you're letting everything in your life just blur together in a way that's going to be even harder to come back from. So I feel like this kind of spiraled into a lot of stuff, but he said that to me, and I know that we're, you know, 30 minutes in now, but he said that to me, and I just couldn't help but think, like, I don't work hard, and it's not true. You know, everybody's definition of hard work is different, But a lot of things in your life are so interconnected that if you're not taking a look at the way you're talking to yourself, if you're not taking a look at what you're saying behind comments that other people give you, if you're not praising yourself, if you're not, you know, doing the positive things as much as you're doing the negative things, man, it's just gonna create this environment that you don't want to be in. And it's gonna take a while to undo what's been done slowly over years, because again, a lot of little things build up to big things. I hope that this was not all over the place for you. I get very passionate about things sometimes and I kind of rant about stuff, but it's just to have this like thought, the string thought, okay, that keeps going. And it's like, I can't get this out fast enough because it's true. You know, I'm one of those people that I feel like if I've experienced something, if I can just talk about it with one person and it helps that person, then I'm good. You know, you're not alone. And these are things that, it's so insane because you hear these things or you say these things or you grow up hearing these things and you think, oh, okay, like, yeah, sure. And then you experience it and you're like, wow, full circle. I am a grown-ass adult and I never thought I would be here and I'm here, you know? And it's just never been more important to me than right now to tell you, take care of your freaking self. You only get one body. If you're not happy in your life, find it and fucking fix it. I'm sorry for all the cursing / sort of not sorry because I curse a lot, okay? But it's true. You don't have to be stuck in a life that you hate. You don't have to be stuck in a body you don't like. You don't have to be stuck with these habits that you can't stand. Why? Because what your brain tells you is wrong and you have the ability to change it. You have the ability to change your body. You have the ability to change the trajectory of your life by changing your habits, by changing where you work, how your day goes. If you are wanting to do those things and you're like, Sarita, I don't know how to do that, find a friend who is in a better position than you that maybe has a schedule daily and you say, hey, can you help me? I don't have a schedule and I don't know how to do that. Okay. If you want to have habits in your life that you don't currently have, you cannot stay on the same level. You cannot stay with the same friends. You can't hang out with those same friends daily because you are the mixture of the top five people you hang out with. So if those five people in your life don't have really good habits, chances are you're going to lapse on yours as you begin to make them because you're not surrounding yourself with people who do the same things that you do. It's just like when you choose friends in life, you know, or when you think about the odd kid in class, okay? Maybe that odd kid in class doesn't really get along with the rest of the class because of the rest of the class are athletes. But then you put them in theater and that's exactly where they're home. The habits that you have now might fit the life that you have now, but if you don't want the life that you have now, you have to find friends to help you level up. You have to find friends to help you get to that next level. You have to surround yourself with the things that you want in life so that you can grow up to that level. I don't think that I've ever experienced so much growth in my life than I have in the past 2 years, and that is me in all aspects saying, you know, everything from my mental health to the way I talk to people to my behaviors to, you know, how I talk to myself to how I look at my job, how I look at how life should be lived, you know, just everything. And at some point it has to happen. But it doesn't all have to happen at once. It's just taking that time to look and realize what you don't like in your life and changing it. So, if you have identified with anything in this podcast, especially being a workaholic, I encourage you to really sit down and think about the things that you don't like in your life. And then just brainstorm the amount of things that you could do to change that. Don't let it get you overwhelmed, because you do have the ability to change it. You do. I don't care what you're telling yourself right now, you absolutely do. And then start working on those things, because it's only going to make you better. I hope that you guys got something out of this. I hope that you share this with somebody who needs it. If you didn't need it, maybe you needed it at a different time later in life, bookmark it, save it, you know, tag me in your shares, whatever it is. I can't wait to hear from you. I say we like it's not just me making this podcast. I have an Instagram for it. It is called Real Talks and Hard Love. Hard Love Real Talks. I don't actually know. That's really sad, you guys. It's been a long day and I'm not feeling the greatest. But anyway, whatever my podcast name is also the name of the Instagram. You can find me on Instagram as well, Sarita_LS. Again, just tag me in this, you guys, and leave comments, send me messages. I want to hear about your day. I want to hear about how this helped you. I want to hear about how maybe you encouraged it or pushed it to somebody else who needed the encouragement. Because at the end of the day, as much as I am doing this for me, it's also nice to know that it helps somebody else. So I hope that you guys got something out of this. I hope that it changes your life. I hope that you choose to change your life. And I hope that you choose to have the people in your life who encourage you to do better and be better, because you are incredible. I love you guys, and I hope that you have a fantastic day.